Hi, this is Rick Hansen, and I'd like to share with you one of the practices from my new book, Hardwiring Happiness. This practice is about feeling cared about, which is really good if lately you haven't been feeling cared about, or perhaps you have felt excluded, left out, hurt, not appreciated, maybe something didn't go well in a relationship recently, or perhaps even things are coming up from previous relationships, even going all the way back to childhood, in which you felt like you didn't matter enough to other people. Horrible things need not have happened to want to feel more cared about, or maybe just in general, you really appreciate the positive experience of feeling cared about. This practice, by the way, is also very good for feeling anxious or worried, and also very good for feeling frustrated or disappointed, because feeling cared about helps us feel safe in terms of anxiety, and it's also very rewarding in terms of feeling frustrated or disappointed. As with all the practices in Hardwiring Happiness, don't do them while you're driving, in the flow of life, that's the place where most of them happen. Right now, I'll take a few minutes to do this to kind of unpack the method. But in everyday life, you could just take a dozen seconds here or a few dozen seconds there to really take in and soak in the experience of feeling cared about, to build up over time a stronger and stronger sense inside you of confidence and feeling worthy and feeling included and that people love you. Okay. So here we go. So to begin with, in the first step of the four-step HEAL heal process of taking in the good that turns passing experiences into lasting neural structure, in the first step, have a positive experience in the first place, either by noticing ways you already feel connected or by bringing to mind someone that you know cares about you. It doesn't have to be a perfect relationship. It could be someone in your life today or in your past. It could be a pet or a spiritual being or a group of people. But for sure, you know that this other person or being, what have you, really does care about you. And as you bring this person or being or group of people to mind, see if you can let yourself actually move from merely the idea of being cared about to a felt sense of it, to an experience of it, more of an emotion, more of a body sensation, a real experience of it. What's it like, for example, to feel liked? Or what's it like to feel appreciated? Or what's it like to feel loved? And then when you find this experience, move into the second step of the heal process, enriching it. This will get those neurons firing together so they really start wiring together inside your own brain. Here's where you help the experience of feeling cared about last. You protect it. You keep it going 10, 20, 30 seconds in a row. You open to it in your body. If you want, put a hand on your heart or on your cheek to strengthen the experience. You're being a friend to yourself, and you're really trying to help this experience of feeling cared about sink in. You could also notice ways that this experience of feeling cared about is fresh or has different aspects. That'll help your brain form structure. And you could even reflect on how it's personally relevant. Why does it matter to you to feel cared about? It's okay if other thoughts come up, even thoughts of not being cared about. Just try to swing the spotlight of your attention back to the experience that you want to help sink into you. In this case, the feeling of being cared about. Then, in the third step of the heal process, A for absorb, which often overlaps the second step in practice, intend and sense that this experience is really sinking into you. This will help prime your memory systems and sensitize them so they will be more efficient and active in terms of turning a momentary experience into lasting structures in your brain. So some people do this, I do this, visualizing something like a golden syrup coming down into you, maybe touching places inside that have felt bruised or not cared about. With children, I'll talk about putting a jewel in the treasure chest of the heart. Or maybe you could just know somehow that this experience is sinking into you. You are giving yourself over to it. You're letting it land. You are receiving it. Even letting yourself shift a little bit, become a little different, become a little more settled in an ongoing way in feeling cared about. That's great. Really enjoy the experience. The essence of taking in the good is summarized in four words: have it and enjoy it. In other words, have a positive experience in the first place. Either you notice it or you create it, and then enjoy it. Stay with it and really let it sink in. Now, also, there is an optional fourth step in the HEAL process, H-E-A-L, have, enrich, absorb, and, if you want, link positive and negative material. This simply means holding both the positive experience in your mind so that it's big and powerful, along with a sense kind of in the sidelines of your awareness of something negative. So in this case, without getting sucked into anything negative, you would stay with a strong sense of feeling cared about, feeling liked, feeling appreciated, feeling included, feeling seen, even feeling cherished and loved. Any one of those is fine. So you'd have a strong sense of feeling cared about, and you would also have a sense in your awareness of maybe other feelings, perhaps loneliness, or being dismissed, or put down, or abandoned even. And you would sense that the strong feeling of being cared about is going into, it's touching, soothing, easing, even gradually replacing the negative material. So I'll be quiet here for a moment as you experiment with this, if you like. And remember, if you get sucked into the negative material, just drop it and rest only in the positive. Here too, you're being a friend to yourself, and you're really helping the positive material, in effect, win and be bigger and stronger in your mind than the negative material. So I'll be quiet as you sense the positive material and you send it into the negative. Okay, great. So let go of the negative material and only rest in the positive, feeling cared about. Help that be strong again. Good. And you can know that when you link positive and negative material together, that the negative material starts associating to the positive. Neurons that fire together, wire together, quote unquote. So when the negative material goes back down the memory hole to be reconsolidated into neural structure, it takes with it some of those positive associations so that the next time it gets reactivated, it'll bring back some of those positive associations with it. Any single time you do this linking, and pretty much any single time you do taking in the good altogether, it probably won't change your life. But the gradual accumulation of these moments of turning positive experiences, everyday, ordinary positive experiences, into lasting neural structure will really add up over time for the better. There's an old saying that drop by drop is the water pot filled. And in the same way, bit by bit, we can gradually fill ourselves with good. So I wish you the best here, and may you take in the good.